Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Here we are once again. Some of you may have been here last year at this time in these pews, wondering what 2019 would hold, what kind of blessings you might have, and also wondering what kind of evils might befall you. The loss of a loved one, sickness that might come to you in the new year. And last year, we were all hoping that things would go well in the new year, that jobs and families and health would all run smoothly. Everything would go well. And we have the same hopes for 2020. We hope that there are blessings in the new year, and that we avoid evils in the new year. That things go well for us, that they do not go badly. Now, different people take this reality, the fact that we look at the world and we can anticipate that there will be blessings and then there will be things that do not go well. People take this reality in different ways. Some say, well, maybe I'll get lucky this year. Maybe fate or chance, good fortune will smile upon me and things will go well. Other people take the bull by the horns and say, well, I'm going to make sure things go well. I'm going to have everything in order. I'm going to have great New Year's resolutions and I'm going to follow through on them this year. This year, I'm going to make sure that everything I promised to do, all the habits I try to start, will continue past January. But our readings tonight on the eve of the circumcision and name of Jesus, the feast of the church that occurs tomorrow, give us a far different picture of what our attitude should be toward the new year. We are neither to trust in luck or chance or fate or good fortune, nor are we to trust in our own resolve, our own ability to fulfill our resolutions. No, instead, we are to trust that the Lord is the one that gives us blessings in the new year, and to trust that it is the Lord that saves us from evil in the new year and every year. How do we see this from our readings for tonight? Well, first, let's look at our Old Testament reading. There we hear God give the command to Moses that Aaron, the priest, the high priest, is to speak this benediction, this blessing, upon the people and say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And in saying this over the people, the text goes on to say, so shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. What does this tell us for 2020? Just as blessing came from God through the priests to the people, as they pronounced that blessing, and God put his name on them to bless them, so too, God puts his name upon us, and he is the one who blesses us. When we look forward to the new year, we cannot trust in luck or fate or chance, because those things don't exist. There is no impersonal force in the universe that gives you good things. It is not because you got lucky, or you had good luck, or good fortune, that you have blessings in the new year, or that you had blessings this past year or any year of your life. Every good thing is a gift from God, and it is he who blesses us. And so as we hear that benediction tonight again at the end of our service, we remember that God is the one who put his name on us, and he is the one who blesses us. He put his name on us when he baptized us and washed us in the waters of holy baptism. When he put on us the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because that is the name into which all of you were baptized. That is the name of God. It was put upon you, and because it was put upon you, he blesses you. Because your sins have been washed away because of the blood of Jesus. This is why you have the blessing of God. And so we should seek in this new year our blessings not from luck or chance or fate, but our blessings from our Lord. and come to him, where his name is put upon us again and again in the benediction, where we hear his name proclaimed, and we call upon his name, and we are gathered in his name. But I also said that in a new year, we hope that things will not go badly for us, that we will be rescued, we will be saved from evils. Perhaps that we or a loved one will be healed of a terrible illness, that finances will go better for us this year than next year, that we will be saved from some evil this year. Well, our gospel reading reminds us that it is the Lord who saves us. There in our gospel reading, a very brief reading from the book of Luke, chapter 2, we heard that Jesus on the eighth day was circumcised and was called Jesus. And if you look back in the book of Matthew, you see that Jesus' name was given to him because he was going to save his people from their sins. The name Jesus that was given by the angels and told to Mary and Joseph that they were to give this name to the child. This name means the Lord is salvation. He is the one who saves. He is the one who rescues us from evil. Not only do we believe and know that in this new year, it is the Lord that gives us blessing, but we also know that it is the Lord that saves us from evil. He is the one that gives us good things, and he is the one that rescues us from evil things. Now you might say, well, there were things that happened to me this year that I wish would not have happened. As I look back at 2019, and perhaps other evils will come in 2020. And our Lord doesn't promise that as Christians we will live easy lives and there will be no evils. If that were the case, we would never get sick and never die. But our Lord does promise that he saves us from the root problem, which is sin. Sin is at the root of all of the problems of this world. And he has promised that he saves us from our sins so that they are not on us. And so that even though we suffer the effects of sin in this world, that we look forward to eternal life with him. That we are covered by his blood. We are holy and righteous in the eyes of God the Father. And that one day we will be finally rescued in body and soul from all of the evils of this world when our Lord comes again in glory. So we know that he has rescued us then from the greatest evil, which is to be separated from him forever in hell. He has rescued us. He has saved us. The name Jesus reminds us of this because it tells us that the Lord is salvation. That's what the name means. That Jesus has come to save us, his people, from our sins. So as you look forward to 2020, and you know that there will be a whole host of things that will happen in 2020 that you and I do not know. But we do know that our Lord has come to bless us. Those of us whom he has put his name upon, because he has washed us all in the waters of holy baptism. And we know that he comes to rescue us, to save us from our sins. And so we come again and again to hear his word, to hear his name proclaimed, to receive the blood that was shed to rescue us from our sins, here as we receive his body and blood tonight. In the Lord, in 2020, in this new year, we remember that our Lord is the one that blesses us, and our Lord is the one that saves us from evil. Thanks be to God that we have this comfort and assurance in the face of the unknowns of this new year. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your heart and mind through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.